This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, man. This is your first Twitter beef? I think your first Twitter beef, I believe, was with Eli Apple.
But wait, that don't count.
You had Twitter beef with the Bee Gees?
No. No. So Vlad. So, somebody hit me up on Twitter because, you know, I did the thing in Cleveland. And they asked a lot about Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what I said is this. It's a coach's job to put the best players on the field.
Mm-hmm.
He has a responsibility not only to the organization, but to the other 52 men on that team.
Right.
Yeah. If you put somebody on the field and the players think that the other guy is better, then you have a chance of losing your team.
Sure.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said, so the fact that Shedeur is not playing, I just made it the point that he's not ready. Because you know when the team's doing that bad, if you pull somebody to the side and one of the guys say he was in the locker room, they only say a good thing. I say, but when, if you pull them over to the side and then that's when you get them unnamed sources, has anybody said Shedeur should be playing? He said, no. I said, okay. It's okay. Right? It's okay. Just because the guy's not playing his rookie year does not mean he's going to be a garbage pro. Why can't anybody get over that?
And obviously the organization, like, they picked Dylan Gabriel first.
Right.
Like, that. There is going to be an element of they're going to trust their evaluation on that.
Now, you know, there's been some situations where a guy just stood out.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Mr. Unlimited.
Obviously something weird happened because of how much he fell. Like, there's...
But here's the thing. Did he fall? Because people were saying that, but... Nobody was really talking about Shedeur as far as teams. It was only the people, you know, were projecting.
I didn't hear one person say Dylan Gabriel was going to get drafted before Shedeur Sanders.
But I didn't hear one person, no organization saying that Shedeur was going to be a top five pick. Like, everybody was saying that about Cam.
People were saying that about Cam, and there was certainly talk that he was going to slip, but even the quarterbacks he went after,
I don't
think people did not anticipate that. And there also does appear to be something in the realm of, like, hey, his draft process went really bad.
But again, all those reasons we don't know about. Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about the conversation. Here's what I do know. And when we talked about this last year, and he said, who you think's better, Shedeur or Cam? I said, here's the problem. I've never seen Shedeur make on-time throws. Drop back, throw a guy to a spot, throw a guy open, put his foot down, zip it to the, you know, the deep out or whatever. I've never seen that. I've seen Cam do it. So my preference would be Cam. In all fairness, though, I've seen more Cam than Shedeur.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then we get to the Browns draft him. Everybody has a fit on when he's getting drafted or whatever. He gets drafted in the fifth round, right? He gets an opportunity to play. and he makes some great throws, but it's all kind of like scrambling around on the run, throwing guys, you know, kind of like that.
Got an X factor to him. Like, right. There's just something about watching Shedeur Sanders.
He does,
he's got a little X factor to him.
But here's the problem. Mm-hmm. From a coaching standpoint, you can't base everything on that. You got to base it on knowledge of the offense, knowing where to go with the football, knowing how to manipulate the defense. You got to know what you're doing.
I get you.
And so if he never gets past that first part, he's not going to be able to show the second part. And the first part is what's holding him up. And that's what I said.
I think people just look at Dillon Gabriel, all respect. I mean, maybe he'll be really good. I don't know. But I do think people look at Dillon Gabriel and they're just like, you know, he's kind of a – he's like
the team's terrible.
I understand they're
terrible. Who cares what the quarterback looks like? That's the least of your problems. You got so many other things going on.
It is, but this is the most juicy thing about the team. Like, if you didn't want that situation, they shouldn't have drafted Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
no, I don't.
Well,
That really has nothing. They're like, they didn't have no quarterback. So they drafted two quarterbacks because they have none, right? And you want to know the perfect example of what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
That the quarterback they got rid of and dumped has thrown for 1 million yards with two good receivers.
He's good.
Right? So if Joe Flacco couldn't do it, what makes you think two rookies are going to do it?
Don't know.
Right. So, like, if Shedeur was a quarterback, there'd be Dillon Gabriel fans saying the same thing about Dillon Gabriel. It doesn't matter.
I don't think there are Dillon Gabriel fans other than the Gabriel family, respectfully. Nice man.
And Phil Knight?
Yeah. Yes.
So, it's just like, this is where we are with a team that's won two games. Like, we're going to argue about
it here. You got people who want Quinn Ewers to start.
And that's where
what do you mean, are we there?
What
a segue. Of course. We have
what
Quinn Ewers. That's people want to see what Quinn Ewers has over Tua.
All right.
You know?
Great.
Like,
even though Tua's going to be here next year.
I don't know.
If we're going to have this conversation, I need you.
Come with reality, not with your feel good.
People have cut bait.
People want to cut bait, but every team doesn't do that. You know that. We all know
that.
So stop.
But this guy, first of all, this team has cut more checks for guys who don't play for their team than maybe anybody else in the league.
But not like that, though.
If you already know that the damage is done already.
No, I'm just, listen, I understand what people want.
Mm-hmm.
But what normally do teams do? Teams don't cut bait. That's all I'm saying. I understand.
But what if we're in a situation where Tua's cooked? Like, I'm asking a question, Leroy. I'm not saying I know what the situation of is his contract. But people have signed bad contracts before. The Browns are doing this right now with Deshaun Watson. And he's probably not going to be on the roster next year. They're probably going to cut bait. And I think for the Dolphins, if they get to a point like if Tua continues to play this poorly, and he's been awful this year, and I don't know what the reasons are. Maybe the league figured him out. Maybe he's a little mentally frazzled. Maybe injuries are just starting to catch up with him because he's had a whole hell of a lot of head injuries, body injuries, and he's just not that guy anymore. And he already had a very small physical margin for error. You can't hold on to that for another year just cause. Like, you do have to have a guy.
$50 million?
But it's sunk anyway. The damage is done.
Now,
like, that's coming from a guy that's not spending the money. And all I have is normally people don't just cut bait like that.
Didn't the Niners cut bait with Jimmy G when they got Brock Purdy?
No, but it wasn't this much money.
But they cut bait. That's not you're saying they don't cut bait.
Dude,
I get
I'm not.
The market.
I'm not. I don't want to have this conversation.
Why?
Okay, because I'm speaking in reality.
Okay, well,
you're not going to just throw away $50 million.
Let's talk about this reality. If he continues to be this bad,
he can't be your quarterback.
You
might replace him at the end of this year, and then you're going to reboot it next year.
Not with him.
Yeah,
you can't, Leroy.
Okay.
You're going into a hopeless year then. If he continues to play this bad.
It's going
to
be hopeless anyway. You're not going to be able to do nothing next year with all the money you have out there.
So you just
want
to continue to throw him out there?
I mean, isn't that what?
Throwing ducks to the other team?
I mean, Atlanta's holding Kirk Cousins, and they paid him over $100 million.
Yeah. Yeah. My whole point was, it's not like, if you find another quarterback and he replaces Tua, right? Fine. Okay. Tua's going to be on this team.
Okay, fine.
That's all I've been saying. You guys are talking about players and all. Tua's going to be on this team
okay,
next year.
Okay, fine. He could be on the team. But
okay.
The question is, that what the fans don't want is maybe him starting.
Okay. Find somebody better.
That's what it is.
You think you look, go look around.
And that's why they say maybe give viewers a chance to Cream. See.
Right.
Because this season's good.
Based on
little looky Lou last month.
Do you understand, right, that you know how you could lose a team quicker than any is put a guy on the field that's not the best guy for that job.
We've put a lot of guys on the field this year. Hear me out. They've put a lot of guys on the field this year that weren't ready and not in the best position.
Right, because you have no other options.
Yeah, but that they've already done that this year.
No, but you're saying just do it with the quarterback.
At a certain point, I wouldn't mind them doing it if he continues to play like this. Right. If they continue to play like this, which is awful. Right.
Levar, if they're 2-10, and they say they want to play Quinn Ewers, and then Ewers wins like four of the next five.
You think if anybody thought Quinn Ewers
mm-hmm.
could win four out of the next five, he wouldn't already be playing? Like the you have to put the best player out there.
I don't understand.
Care. The money doesn't matter to me.
Well,
but my whole point is they're not just gonna dismiss Tua.
But we can't act like politics in these decisions, because like what you're saying, the money spent and the relationship that he has with the head coach, like you can't act like that doesn't play a part in the patience or how many chances or leeway
when
you're
it
gonna
comes
give
to
a
job.
Guy
when yeah. it comes to keeping your job, really?
Well,
I've seen, I know coaches that have benched their wife. Right? Like, no, well, it's about you have a job
well,
on this team.
There was an interesting thing where that there was an interesting thing about, the Dolphins being able to bench him. Like, I'm sure he's got the green light if he wants to. And then but I bet you if I spent $50 million on a guy
uh-huh.
a year on a quarterback
uh-huh.
and I'm the coach that kind of vouched for him.
Yes.
You're going to make sure that tries to work until you get clearance from your boss. Because, like you said, he's the one who has to write the checks. Yeah. And so if you have a loud, wrong mistake like that, mm-hmm. you're going to try and make that work as much as possible.
Right. Well, the problem is that Tua wasn't Mike McDaniel's guy. He was already here.
He's his guy.
Okay.
He wasn't anybody's guy when he was here. He was just here. Remember, he's like, I don't not feel wanted. Mike McDaniel made him feel wanted. That's his guy.
Hey, okay. The guy went up to ownership and said, you got to give him the bag.
Yeah. Right.
That's your
absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely.
That's his
That's
guy.
That's your guy. Okay. Nobody's going to go up to owner and said, you got to pay him.
If Dylan Gabriel, not Dylan Gabriel, if Quinn Ewers was even close,
mm-hmm.
I think at some point they would give him a chance.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But the fact that they're not just going to throw him out there with the knowledge that they have of what he could or couldn't do right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
for some reason, you think these guys see these players every day. They know, right? For you to say, let's just kick the tires off. They already know.
I understand. And look, he got already put back to third string. He had that one game where he was put up. So I'm not even saying that it's likely to happen soon. But is Zach Wilson taking him for a spin? Like if Tua continues to throw time bombs to the other
yes,
team, like
absolutely.
You're going to shake it up at some
but
point.
But the fact that you put Quinn Ewers in before you put Zach Wilson in also says something else.
Look, that's another mistake in its own right, being like, right. we had to go get Zach Wilson as our backup. I'm like, huh?
Hey, regime messed you guys up. Oh, at least the past GM.
So, like,
what do you
think
he is? You think he's having Mai Tais right now?
Just,
what do you
like,
think he is? You think he's just so – like, do you think Chris Greer right now is in a hammock somewhere, so unburdened by all this?
Definitely in a hammock. He's just definitely in an island somewhere.
Thinking of it, he's like, don't have to scout any injured players that I could draft, you know? Bring me more of those pigs in a blanket, please.
I would just say, like, listen. Contrary to popular belief, it's everybody's job to win games.
Mm-hmm.
And if Quinn Ewers was even close or showed something, we've seen it in football before now, where they feel good about the young guy and they put him in and he flashes and mm-hmm. warrants you giving him more time. Quinn Ewers is not even there yet.
Doesn't appear that way.
Right. So to sit here and have this conversation about kicking the tires on Quinn Ewers when we already pretty much have an idea You have an idea. You had that one throw.
He had that one throw in the garbage time.
There you go.
Where Savaya and Aya like got him blown up.
That is
chucked it down the field, dude. You know what that is?
You understand?
You know what that is?
My frustration.
You know what that is?
What is that?
Moxie. Stand in the pocket. Down the field. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, give us a weather report there, Spider-Man. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
We got winds coming out of the east. I'm going to guess northeast because it's going to cool off pretty soon. And notice how that plane's coming there. I thought I saw it going up. If it turns around, it's going to screw me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's on its way up. I saw him take off. Clouds look like you might have a passing shower. I'm looking towards JFig. It does look ominous. So, might be a passing shower here. Nothing crazy. Temperature's right around 80. Winds are barely blowing, but I'm going to give it 5 to 10 because that seems like it's normal wind direction for the wind for this time of year. And other than that, we're getting into some nice fall weather down in South Florida.
All right, there you go. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen. How do you do, Vlad? Was he accurate?
All right, let's see here. Mr. Weatherman.
Mr. Weatherman.
83 degrees. Wind, 9 miles per hour. And they're blowing from northeast, east-northeast.
Mm. How about that?
He's good.
He's good.
He's good.
Only time I get screwed with this is when the planes aren't taking off. And you know,
we can't put.
We've
off.
Had some delays.
Well, you can't take off as many planes.
Yeah, I know.
I was worried about that in Nashville. I was like,
really?
Oh, you might have been delayed. I've been hearing
a lot.
There's a lot. There's delays everywhere.
Dude, I was stressing about that because especially the first when I was going there, I had the fighter meetings that day, and I was like, all right. But it was easy breezy. I like Fort Lauderdale Airport. I like it.
Yeah, I don't care which one I fly out of.
Oh, I do.
But Cleveland. I was going to go to the Dolphins game, and I was like, I was just looking for flights, and I'm like, nope. Nope, I'll pass.
So the Dolphins are getting set for the Bills. You know how that goes.
You know what? Is this one of those situations where Carolina beat Green Bay?
No.
No. Not at all, dude. If the Dolphins were to beat the Chiefs, it would be like that. You know, like somebody, right. You know, but no. This was Mike McDaniel.
All right.
Was talking about, why do the Bills always beat them?
I've been on both sides of a division rivalry that has skewed one way or the other. Being on both sides, you learn to be very, very careful not to care at all about whatever that is. Why? Because these are two different teams, even from earlier in the year. In the National Football League, if you try to play a former version of a team or you get some hard lessons. So, I think they've beaten us because they've scored more points and done the right football things longer than we have in those games.
We lost. I'm getting ready to lose.
This guy's great. Bye. Nah, man, we must protect him. No. Protect him. Protect him.
No.
Let's keep him.
No, no.
Just for my amusement, keep him. What was he saying?
Oh, no, dude.
I've been on both sides of a rivalry where you can't play, you can't get used to how a team plays before. Yes, you can. Team have certain plays that they do. Every team has tells. Basically, they're like, look, we're going to do what we're going to do. You stop him.
He just basically made Miami, Buffalo, Michigan, Ohio State.
Like, dude. And also, by the way, Mike, respectfully, dude, okay, I don't think Aaron Rodgers felt that way when he took on the Chicago Bears. Like,
he said, I own you.
I own you. Like, that didn't feel like it didn't matter what version it was, and that's kind of what it feels like, is that
the Patriots owned the Jets and Belichick and made it a given, like it was a mandate, like you gotta beat the Jets.
D Sizzle just wants to hit us with, this guy's a bum.
This guy's a bum.
That's crazy, Tobin. That's your coach, Tobin.
Bum.
That's your coach.
We've lost because they've scored more than us. Riveting.
Yeah, that's riveting.
Riveting.
Socrates, bro.
Really, just a true philosopher, this man. He really is. He truly, truly is.
What would Socrates say to that?
Kick rocks.
You know, I would love to put a muzzle on.
You can't play on the fact of what teams did before.
Yes, you can. I don't know about you guys, but that rhinoceros they have taking snaps, same guy that's just slapping you around every single time you face him. New intangible tight ends every time. Oh, he's got a Dalton, he's got a Kincaid, he's got a Dawson,
he has a Knox,
he's got every intangible weapon known to man, and then James Cook also running all over your ass.
By the way, Dawson Knox is such intangible name.
Oh man, I mean, just
whew.
Dalton and Dawson.
Man, just.
Now.
Wow.
How many Buffalo
Dalton
Bills
is an intangible name,
yeah,
right?
Dalton,
Absolutely. Don't they have a new one? I think they have a new
one. They got a new one.
They got a new one with an intangible name.
Right.
Who's their other tight end? Hold on one second.
How many Bills fans are going to be out here? Because here's the
thing. This is the trip.
No, but
everybody makes Florida trip.
And here's the funny thing.
What's up?
When they're coming down, or when they're probably leaving, that's when the cold front's going to come. So to them, it's still going to be summer.
Yep. Hold on. Where is this guy's at?
Man. That's your coach, man.
I'm flummoxed.
For another half a season, that's
your coach. What does it matter? You know, it doesn't, whatever happened. It's like, all right, I know what you're trying to say. You know, it's like him and his quarterback. It's like, I know what you guys are trying to say, but could you just do it better?
No, well, because here's what you have to learn. And to be honest with you, what you have to learn is that once you realize how what
Jackson
you're or saying is getting received, then stop saying it.
Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes.
Oh, they got you.
That's a tight end name right there.
God. They ran the gamut, bro. They got the intangible tight end names of names. Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, Jackson Hawes.
They've really done
there
this.
There is nothing that says I'm intangible like those names in any combination.
They sound like,
like a fraternity.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you want to be a member of our church? What's your name? Dawson. Come right in.
Dalton.
Come right in, yep.
Jackson, pledge.
Do we know? I don't know a non-intangible Dalton. I know Jackson's.
No Jackson's. You know a Dawson?
No.
Nah, I know last name Dawson, not first name.
No. Yeah, we know last name Dawson.
Last name Dawson, but no first names. No
I didn't even know. I haven't even met any. There's a PFL fighter named Dalton, I think.
Is he black?
No.
Okay.
Dalton Kincaid and Dawson.
Wait a
Knox.
Minute.
Jackson Hawes.
And there is no way.
What?
Jerk sprouts. Pan roasted Brussels sprouts.
Are with you looking jerk at the menu sauce. Right now?
Yeah, he's looking at the
he's
menu.
He's looking at the menu. He's hungry.
I'm starving. Dude, I ain't even playing. But dude, I got to be careful. I got to go get an MRI right after work.
Dude, hit them jerk wings. That's the go-to.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what we're doing.
I can't order them.
Why?
Not accepting orders till 12 o'clock.
Jesus.
I know.
Take a break.
Now I'm going to have to just go down there and be face-to-face up on them. Yeah.
And that's your Publix Deli manager guy.
We'll take a break. Mixed bag coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Yikes.
Yeah. We're trying to get some details on this horrible news about Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nyland. Frisco police have put out a statement that they said he unfortunately had expressed suicidal thoughts. He was later located at around 1:30 a.m., deceased with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But the cause and manner of death will be determined by the Collin County Medical Examiner's Office. There was apparently some pursuit after him, and they couldn't find him. So there's still more details coming out, but it is apparent it does appear to be a suicide, which is really, really unfortunate.
Yep.
Really, really unfortunate. Really sad morning today.
Yep. Mentally, right. Certain, like, you have to learn in life how to deal with things. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes things hit us, you know, like, first of all, life doesn't hit you when you're ready for it, right? When you're well prepared for it. And, you know, that's one of the things that sports teach you. You got to be able to adjust on the fly, right? And, but everybody's not made like that. Like,
and we got to see what, yeah, we got to see what details are out there. Apparently, yeah, he had texted his family, his girlfriend. They were all frantic looking for him. And he's maybe had some episodes in the past. So,
yeah,
we'll see. Awful news, obviously. Like, awful news with that. Awful news this morning. We woke up to Eric Spoelstra came home from Denver. His
house was burned down.
So we're praying for the Spoelstra family, the Heat family. That's obviously horrific. Thankfully, everybody is safe from that. And, you know, hopefully he, you know, can.
Real life stuff. Real life stuff comes first.
Yeah.
And your job comes second, regardless of how high profile that job is. And I think sometimes we need to understand the reality of that. Like, what you do in life does not exclude you from the statistics of life. So if one of every person has mental problems or however many that be, those issues don't give a damn what you do.
Let's get to our mixed bag here on a Thursday.
Better be a good one, because I'm sad.
Well, I'll get you in the mood with the sweet sounds of Paul Maurice.
Yeah.
This was him yesterday at practice on how the cats can get right.
They're all to lean on, but you go through it, and it's almost new though every time. You got to go through it, so we dealt with it on video today and then worked on it in practice. And, you know, we want to be really committed to the basics of what we do well. And you don't own anything in this league. Nothing's permanent. So you got to earn it every night and you got to earn it every day. We don't just show up to the rink and expect things to be good when they haven't been. I liked our games coming into last night. I didn't like our game last night.
There you go. The Panthers in a strange position as they have the fewest points in the Eastern Conference, which is not a place they are used to being.
Have ever been.
Yep.
No. Not, well, not what, I mean, 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
5 years.
No, obviously, you know, it's not 6 points.
Because they've been to three in a row, and three finals in a row, right? They had they won the President's Cup before that.
Trophy.
President's Trophy before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's been a long time since they've been at the bottom of the Eastern Conference.
But you know what they say about cats? They climb. I'll take my minus one.
Dude. Quickly.
Minus so one.
That was terrible.
Minus one.
Yeah.
Vlad, your coach, Aaron Glenn, he has a message for you.
What's that? Or me? Personally?
Nothing different than I've been saying. Listen, I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. But again, I never said that we're going to be proud of them right now. At some point, I want this to be a team that this that the fans are proud of, and I still stick with that, you know. And I will still say that this is a team that the fans will be proud of, and I'm not going to get into the patience and all that type of crap that you always hear. But I will tell you this: our guys are working. We're going to continue to work, and again, I'm going to stand by that statement. I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. So, don't let go of the rope. You've heard me say that before, and just continue to watch us work.
Spoelstra fan.
Only thing was missing was a whistle.
Sounds like a man that knows he's got a good 2 years of trying to get this thing going.
Well, like, you know, was the thing that sucks about this is They just get rid of two of your best players. Now, granted, you weren't that good with those two players, but they're still two good players.
Yes, I know, but you got to get rid of your aubergine. You got to get the stench out. You got to get the guys
good
out.
Good
players.
Good players are good players.
I get that. But
you think a coach would say, I don't want that good player because I didn't pick him? That just sounds asinine. So the only reason why they're not on the team because somebody else picked them? If you're a good player and you're a coach, you want good players.
And you also
quarterbacks are a little different.
And you also want guys, when you're setting your message, you're putting your
you want guys to buy in.
You want your guys to buy in. You don't want guys who probably have heard these stories already and aren't buying in, like Quinnen Williams, who's heard this three or four times and would love to win.
He's so trade him and let him hear it again from somewhere else.
Now he's just
it's football. It's being a professional. You're not gonna have the same coach your whole career.
Quinnen Williams just now has Southern drawl jets.
Right. So, no, but I'm just saying, like to make it sound like a new coach comes in with a new ideology, with a new message, or whatever,
and
he wants all of his own play. No, if you're a good player, you're going to be on that team.
But if a good player doesn't buy in,
that's a whole different conversation.
Okay, so that was what's going on over
okay,
there.
Okay, but that's not he wants players, you know. If you're a good player, you're a good player. That's a whole nother conversation. Like to say he don't want a good player because I didn't pick him. Like,
if you're a good
you can't
player,
turn over a whole team.
If you're a good player and you're not buying in,
that's a different conversation.
And with Minka.
So then that's
right.
If that's the case, then why does every coach that comes in
want their own guys?
Right, no. Well, he didn't draft that quarterback, so you know he wants his guy. Because that's what's going to happen here if Mike McDaniel gets let go. He's going to, you might keep Tua for a season, but guess what? Is Tua a good player?
Tua is a player that fits.
No, not right now.
It's interesting you say. Is a player? Is he a good player? Is he a good player?
No, it has nothing to do with that. He fits what Mike McDaniel does. If another offensive coordinator or coach comes in that wants a drop back, sit in the pocket, strong, mobile quarterback, then Tua's not going to fit.
Well,
I understand that, but I'm saying if a guy comes, for example. They were talking up north about, hey, it's about time for the Buffalo coach to win, or are they going to bring in a new coach?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Right. Okay, are they going to get rid of Josh Allen?
No.
It ain't him. It ain't his guy.
Unless he's a coach killer, like Justin Herbert.
but when you say that, like, you don't just get rid of good players. There's other stuff. You mentioned the other stuff after the fact.
Speaking of good players, Donovan Mitchell, he's good.
He's good.
46 points last night. He said the catalyst for all of it was some snot-nosed punk on 2K.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told him, too. I was like, wait, just wait. And he just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it, you know what I mean? He said he ain't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, tell me to go to sleep. Like he was going in. So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was. So I appreciate you. I told him I'd give him a shout out too. So that's what tonight was. But no, as a whole, this night was really dope, man. I'm kind of hoping we keep the court, you know what I'm saying? And kind of keep it for our home games, but we'll see.
Could you imagine playing video games and you're talking trash to Donovan Mitchell?
And then he goes out and,
bum.
Bum.
Some guy's just like, sitting there and you're talking trash to an all-star.
I haven't seen a highlight from you in a minute, Spider. That's crazy.
What'd you say, kid?
He's saying it's Evan Mobley's team now.
What are you trying to do? What are you trying to imply here?
I just think it's hilarious. Like you're on that headset, and Donovan Mitchell, who's this accomplished, great basketball player, is getting all in his feelings because of some snot-nosed punk in 2K.
That's athletes, man. What do you want me to like? You you do the same thing. You go at people like you do you not understand? Athletes look for stuff like that, right?
What'd you say?
Right. That's okay, I'll show you.
Like, no, but, Anthony Edwards.
I mean, Jordan used to make up stuff.
That's great.
Right? Like, like that's...
All right, wait a minute. Huh. You've never done anything. You've never had to go to a, like a different mentality.
No, you know why? Because I got hit. And once you get hit, and once you hit, get hit and get some woke in you, then you have to come to the ready. Either I'm going to get punked out here or I'm going to return.
My bad.
You see what I'm saying?
Disregard that question. My bad. I forgot. You played in the 80s. You played in the 80s and the 90s. Realities. Not set even. In quickly.
Yeah, like as soon as you went out there and got a snot bubble and you had to go to the sideline and blow your nose.
Just love the
somebody said Leroy is hands down going to sink this show. He's getting almost unbearable. Elliot, kick rocks, buddy.
Yep.
How's that?
How about that?
I'm like, first of all, let me explain something to you.
-1.
If you want a fan show, then go to a bar with your buddies. And y'all could sit around and talk all the BS with no reality based around it. Okay? I know the difference between me and Tobin and Vlad. I do understand that. And we fight about that every day. I understand it. You first, my man. I already been there. I played in Cleveland. So, you know.
Tommy Tobin gets on the headset and Donovan Mitchell's there and he goes, I wish I was playing against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a real MVP.
You are not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know he's engaged, right?
Hey.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
What?
To Hillary.
Make a salient point.
In the new Bel-Air.
That's a big
dude,
word.
What's wrong with you, dude? This is sports
salient?
Talk.
What he said? Yeah. Salient?
Yeah.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Yeah.
Let's look that up.
Huh. I don't like salt.
For Leroy. Salient. It means most notable or important.
Yeah.
That's an adjective.
Speak normally, dude.
Yeah.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Right. I love that. You know what I find out?
Nobody talks like that.
Like, when I started doing this, how many people say it was easy? Like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. I said, dude, I could sit with you right now and you wouldn't be able to have a 10-minute conversation and we do it for 4 hours. I say, go, come on. That's somebody say, that's an SAT word for me, dog. I skipped that question.
We'll take a break here. More action to come here. The Heat, they get beat last night by the Nuggets. They're heading home. We're waiting on Bam Adebayo. Injury news.
I mean, right now, are we really caring about what's going on with Bam or what's going on with Spo?
Spo.
Right. That's real life stuff.
Yep. Man. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.